Right, so we're just about to call Speedy Cars in Orpington, and this is in response to Paul Hopkins, VIP podcasting, having an issue where he and his friend Claire Randall were refused access. Well, they weren't refused access. They'd apparently called a taxi from a restaurant with their guide dogs, and they were told that they had to pay a premium of £2.50 for the dog, plus £2.50 because it was a seven-seater, and they had the hump that they didn't have. They didn't give notice that it was a guide dog. Well, here we go. They didn't order a seven-seater, and you're not obliged to give notice that it's a guide dog. Every taxi driver and private hire driver has to take a guide dog without charge. They have to now. They'll get fined if they don't. Now, I suspect when I phone up the company and ask them their tariff cards, that they're going to say that they don't charge for guide dogs. But let's phone them up and see what they say. Yeah. Right, here we go.
Hello, Speedy.
Hi, how are you doing today? You well?
Yeah, thank you.
I was just wondering, I'm going to be in Orpington High Street later, possibly going to Chislehurst relatively late. Now, I'm going to have a guide dog with me, as is my partner. She's got a guide dog. I was wondering if you can tell me what your tariff is for conveying a guide dog, please.
Well, we don't charge any extra. It's okay. Just the same.
Brilliant. I'm pleased to hear that. My name's Sean Dilley. I am a journalist. I'm investigating a case of Paul Hopkins and Claire Randall being they weren't refused carriage, but they ordered a taxi last night, I believe, from a restaurant. And
okay.
Your driver had complained that they hadn't given notice there was a guide dog, had attempted to charge them £2.50 extra.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely. Isn't it crazy?
Did they phone up and complain?
Well, that I don't know, because I've only got the original information going.
Okay, now, what happens, if somebody's got a dog, we do charge £2 extra.
Yeah.
But that has got nothing to do with guide dogs. Guide dogs, you know, it's illegal to refuse somebody with a guide dog, and they wouldn't be charged any extra. So, can you tell me what restaurant we actually picked them
up? I can't, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite Paul Hopkins and Claire Randall to make contact. Because, to be honest with you, I've dealt with these cases so many times in the past. I actually do have a guide dog, so I've experienced it. I'll ask them to pop in the complaint. I think what it was, the thing is, apparently you have a tariff card with the amount on there. And the fact that detail was given leads me to believe they're probably being quite upfront about what's happened. They also said that because it was a seven-seater, which they hadn't ordered, so it sounds to me as if
we wouldn't charge any extra. If they ask for because we do have a lot of MPVs, so if somebody phones up and asks for a car, more often than not, they will be sent an MPV, but they won't be charged any more for it, only if there is six people.
That's brilliant.
But I need to find out what driver is trying to charge people for taking a guide dog.
So perfect. That's exactly what I need to
appreciate it if they could give us a ring just to let us know, you know, all the details.
They will do. Listen, I appreciate it. I knew that would be a policy. I'd kind of said so before calling, but no, that's brilliant. I will get them to do that because it's really... But listen, thank you for that, and thank you for the conversation you're going to have with the driver as well.
No problem.
That's great. Take care. Bye now.
Right,
bye.
Thank you.
Now, that was Speedy Cars, and that was recorded under public interest provisions in the law, incidentally, if anybody's wondering about recording telephone conversations. Not the policy of Speedy Cars in Orpington. So I'll try and drop a note to Paul and to Claire, but listen, you need to contact the company because they need to locate that driver and find out who's done it. They shouldn't have done it. He was trying to pull a fast one, and he was a very naughty boy. What do you think, Siobhan?
Absolutely, I totally agree. Very naughty boy and trying to get £2.50 extra.
Have you ever had anybody try and charge extra because you're carrying a guide dog?
Yes, I have. £4 extra.
Did you pay it?
No, I didn't pay it. I refused.
Right, here's the advice I'm going to give you. And you speak to any lawyer about this, you can take this one to the bank. They're not allowed to charge you any more than they are ordinarily. So ask them to break down how much is the fare and how much is the extra charge. Then say to them, I am going to pay you the fare. Incidentally, you've also blown the chance of a tip, which would have been about the same money, but there we go. I'm going to pay you the fare, and I'm going to give you my name and address. If you'd like to take it to the county court, I'll quite happily go for that. I'm going to pay you exactly the fare that's on the meter. Simple as. That's the advice. Speedy Cars do not advocate quite clearly what's happened there, so get in contact, Paul and Claire, and let them know exactly who it was and what's gone on.